You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morena, Rob.
What are you doing? Before I get into it, I'd just like to say from BFM, you can't see the Sky Tower.
It's very sad. Well, you actually can't see anything.
Can't even. Where are you gone? Oh, there you are. Right.
Can't hear you.
That's how bad it is in Auckland City.
It's grim out there.
Right. Now, I'm going to talk about something that maybe could describe as a human trait.
Okay.
Don't know what that means, but it sounds clever. Right. In sports, I mean, we've all been on a game show as well, or just at work. What causes?
Have we all been on a game show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone has.
What causes people to bottle it? Now, if you don't know what that means, it means to choke it when the stakes are really high.
Like to cark it would be.
Familiar.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Been there. Mm.
Right. A new study by researchers at Caltech suggests that when there are high financial incentives to succeed, people can become so afraid of losing their potential for lucrative reward that their performance suffers. I don't get that. I don't get that one. That seems quite a strange thing to say.
Like
it's all about money.
Well, yeah. Oh, okay. All right. The money aspect.
I mean, to me, you'd think that the more people earn, the harder they'd work until they reach their limits of their skills.
What? Do you mean like in a moneyless society, we're all just going to reach our full potential?
No. If you work really well, you get paid really well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's... Then you just get
true.
To that first thing.
Yeah, good point.
And
bit of a paradox.
And I think, you know, like when people do speeches and all that, they say they bottle it or they choke it. It's not, it's nerves. I mean, we all get it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Is it failing if it's human? It's a bit cheap.
Yeah, just own it. Now, in sport, I think it's a pressure. Mm. In games, and it could just be as simple as that the opponents are better than you are.
Yeah, it could be that.
That's why you lost.
Maybe we're really
And
projecting.
We as supporters, rather than admit that, we complain we could have won it, but we didn't because we bottled it.
Yes. See, I have all the skills in my itinerary. However,
I left it behind when I came on the field.
But it's something that keeps coming up and up and up quite a lot in things I read. And I was thinking about it, and I was thinking, we shouldn't use that. Terminology, right?
Mm. You want it gone?
Well, yeah, really, because it's a bit demeaning, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not very nice. It's very negative.
And I think we all suffer from nerves and all that. Well, I had a very grasshopper mind this week because I've been thinking about other stuff.
Yeah.
So that's that. But right, now I've got this last story here where I did a massive...
Rob is doing a big movement with his arm. I wish you could see. Kind of sweeping.
One arm's in a sling and the other is making those like... air hostess direction.
Yeah, like that. That's a great description.
Right, okay. I started off reading this one thing and then I just quick body swerve onto something else.
Boomfa.
And I'm really glad I did. Right. Yeah. Astronomers have detected an impressive supermassive black hole devouring a star.
It's like that Muse song.
Right, I mean, there's so much going on there, isn't there?
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about that, though. I'm going to talk about, because this is what really fascinated me, they nicknamed it. And they've called it a scary Barbie. Now,
it's awfully familiar.
Is a Barbie a type of stuff?
Well, I'll tell you. Well, okay, why would they do that? What would they do that? So I thought I'd have a look at it, and it's a thing, right?
Okay.
If I've got it wrong while I've done my description, I'm sure someone's into scary Barbies looking at them, because I am already. They'll let me know.
We'll have to have a look now.
Right. Now, Barbies actually do a haunted beauty collection. Right.
Barbie the brand?
Yeah, Barbie the brand. They do Ghost Barbie,
haunted.
Mistress of the Manor Barbie, Vampire Barbie and Zombie Bride.
That is exciting.
They also do Morticia Adams.
Oh.
But there's actually Scary Barbie is a name given to dolls that are scary looking.
No, you're joking.
Like people.
Well, no, they're like real, like just grotesque. And I'll tell you the names
of
some of them.
How many of those are there?
Oh, there's hundreds of them. Check it out. I'll tell you some of the names of them, and these are all good band names. Plague Doctor.
Love that.
Yeah.
Tory Lockjaw.
Okay. That doesn't seem allowed. That seems
creaky.
Like, you really shouldn't do that.
Creepy cement face.
Oh, that's great.
That's what they call me.
And pet
in high
ghost
school.
In a bottle and all
pet
seeing. And all seeing lemon. Just
all seeing lemon.
So it's an actual thing. Please check them out.
I want to see all just seeing go, lemon. It's lemon. Just called, is it a doll?
It's like a lemon that's all seeing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it there.
Oh, my God. Okay. And there's like if you're loads, driving, don't look it up.
There's like loads of goth ones, obviously, as well. But they've got like the old like Victorian creepy dolls.
Yeah, is that a doll or is it more of a something you'd put on your mantelpiece to scare the guests?
Scare away the burglars.
Yeah, the burglars.
Put it on top of your letterbox.
But Yeah, now I understand why they called it a scary Barbie.
Me and my brother used to... like rip the heads off my Barbies, and that was pretty scary. And flush them down the toilet. Not sure why.
Yeah, I cut the hair off them.
Wow.
Paint them. Ooh. Do their bad makeup, and just be like, "Cool, looks good."
So yeah, scary Barbie's the thing. Please check it out when you're not driving, and just Google scary Barbie and just look at them. Plague Doctor's my favourite. They've got those masks.
I love Plague Doctor masks. I think we should bring them back.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm up for that. Maybe if we got to wear masks again, we all wear Plague Doctor masks.
Yeah.
Because there's a message in there, isn't there?
Mm. We could all be wearing them right now. Yeah, and listeners would have no idea.
Yeah. I need to take mine off. I look you in the eyes like a real
man.
Oh,
I can see you now.
Yeah,
oh,
good for you. Okay, great bit we've just done.
Yeah.
All right, Rob, do you have a song for us?
Yes, I do. 100% Endurance by Yard Act. And this is my alarm, because the first lyrics are, I was woken by a bang.
And there you were.
Let's hear it, shall we?
I was woken by a bang, and I could already taste the pain, the sudden fear that grips and shakes you when you face the truth. Whose sofa was this? Where were my shoes? What did we do last night? I don't remember leaving Nathan's house. Oh yeah, how could I forget why my pants were soaking wet when we'd been pissing ourselves laughing at the news? Did you see it too? It was incredible, they played it on a loop. We couldn't believe it, basically they discovered that there were others just like us, other beings, other creatures, other planets and other species who had other gods that they believed in, and they interviewed all of them and every one of them, not one could give any hint of a clue what they were doing here either. It's all so pointless. It is, and that's beautiful, I find it humbling sincerely, yeah. When you're gone, it brings me peace of mind to know that this will all just carry on with someone else. Now we're off to meet them, so pack your weapons. Don't want them thinking they can pull a fast one on us now, do we, Graham?
It's all right, I've fought more wars than I've had at dinners.
Sure you have, but the key to peace lies within us, and we'd already have achieved it if everyone was as enlightened as me. It's hippie bullshit, but it's true. Watch me explode. But it's not though, is it? It's really real, and when you feel it, you can really feel it. Grab somebody that you love, grab anyone who needs to hear it, and shake them by the shoulders, scream in their face. Death is coming for us all, but not today. Today you're living it, hey, you're really feeling it. Give it everything you've got, knowing that you can't take it with you, and all you ever needed to exist has always been within you. Give me some of that good stuff, that human spirit. Cut it with 100% endurance. It's so-
that this will all just carry on with someone else.
Someone else. Something new.
Not like there's going to be nothing, is it?
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.